Dear young lady, my letters to you usually bear a big sister, encouraging you tone, but this one is different. Imagine that we're sitting on the floor, leaning on cozy pillows and eating comfort food, talking late into the night. That's the tone of this letter. I didn't have an idea how much my parents' parenting style and separation influenced my personality as I became an adult. Let me share a memory that's so vivid in my mind with you. On this day, my parents had traveled and I was in the care of our neighbors. I'd passed the night at theirs and I remember waking up next morning, going back to our house. I showered, got dressed for school, heated up some food in the kitchen and put in my food flask. I was almost at the estate gate, ready to take a cab when someone randomly asked me why we had classes on Saturday. Wait, it's a Saturday? I hadn't even realized it. I just wanted to do the responsible thing and get to school. This was probably primary 4 or 5. I don't know. Detail is a bit sketchy. I had never been a gang chick. You know, the come and follow me to the toilet personality type of people. If I want to go pee, I go. It wasn't weird for me to pick up my bag and walk to the hostel alone after school too. If I found someone that was heading my way, we'd definitely link up, but I was fine walking alone. Now combine that foundational trait with starting the inherently lonely journey of being a pioneer and building a business from scratch, and go figure. I know I wrote to you about belonging in letter 13. This one, letter 15, is about enduring friendships. I always love to see girls' trips on social media. A couple of friends deciding to go on a pre-planned voyage to a foreign country, leaving the rest of us stopping short of grabbing bowls of popcorn as we watch them living their best lives. I love it. Adult friendships, I've discovered, are just as deliberate as romantic relationships. With clashing work and family schedules, diverse career paths, and the crave for personal sanity in a sometimes chaotic world, whew, it's almost impossible to see your friends as often as you would like to and spend the most time with them. But there's something bigger that binds people together, regardless of the obvious limitations. Love is important. Showing care and being kind is important too, but I think the chief of it all is being deliberate. Nothing ever thrives on autopilot. Now, having the kind of background that I did and the life choices that I've made, I naturally tended more towards independence than I was aware of. So it meant I had a number of friends, actually more like acquaintances, who knew me but didn't really know me, either because I wasn't deliberate enough about building the relationship, or they weren't, or it was a combined effort. I was fine not being needy. I've had a different perspective in recent years though. I realized that having acquaintances was okay, but I needed that core connection with people that actually knew me and loved me for me. I started praying to God that Himself would connect me with people that would be my own friends. I made a life-changing decision this year, and I was grateful that I had people I could lean on, really lean on. Proverbs 17:17 says, "A friend will love you no matter what, and a family sticks together through all kinds of trouble." I constantly pray, not just for a support system like this, but also for increased capacity to be that for others in return. I find that many people enjoy this deep friendship in romantic relationships, but I wonder if it's enough. If one person has the capacity enough for all the friendship you'll ever need. I don't think you'll never not need your platonic friendships. One thing I know for sure though, it all starts with being vulnerable. You cannot eat an egg you don't first crack open. I told you his letter was different. I'm not being big sisterly. I'm talking to you. With you. If you have that kind of friendship that nurtures your soul, I pray that you have the capacity to deliberately keep it. And if you don't, I pray you find your sis. I really do. I'll talk to you again soon. Your sister. Blanket.